Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Ooh, we're going to do a random recording.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Girls and boys, this is Ricky.
Hi, and this is
Nancy Puma. Kerrigan.
Oh.
We were just talking about Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan, and
girl,
yeah, it's called a crosswalk. What?
Bitch, you got to cross. I'm gonna hit you, stupid ass. You see how she was like?
Right.
She's trying to. Girl, pop. I can get real close, real close. Like what?
With your eyes closed, like
that. Real close.
We were just talking about Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan, and how Rogers just said, oh, I would much, that's back in the day when people would like beat your ass instead of taking drugs to be better than you. He's like, I'd rather it be that way. And then he's like, oh, wait, that doesn't sound right.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's a little bit more fair. Like, I'd rather beat your ass and be better than you than to take drugs to be
but
better
she didn't
you.
Beat her ass and be
no,
better.
No, I know. She
you
had
mean,
other
like,
people
physically
do it.
Beat. I know, but you mean beat as in, like, I win, not as in, like, you lose because I beat the shit out of you.
No, I mean, like, physically hurt you.
Okay, so you're really into boxing?
Yeah. No, actually, you know what? Actually, I don't like boxing.
Boxing grosses me out.
I don't like boxing. I don't like, although I think that the, like, people who are in the MMA and stuff, they're fucking hot.
Oh, God. I could,
but
no.
I just.
I would never watch that.
That's literally, like, to me, that's like street fighting.
That's
a little more controlled street fighting.
Like, that is like a real life horror movie for me.
It's like literally people beating the shit out of each other
until they almost die.
Yeah,
and sometimes they do die.
I don't understand why.
Sometimes they do die.
I don't know. Mom, save. Yes, because my tiny chicken arm is gonna save you.
You guys, my car is messed up. I had to take it to the garage.
Again.
First world problems. My car is messed up. I might have to take the train to work. Ah! It's a metro, so it's not so bad.
Oh, yeah, that's so bad. No one does that. Get a loner boner.
Hey, can I get your loner boner?
You should
and it's
say
a
that.
Dildo.
Oh, here.
You want to ride in this?
Do you want to ride in the backseat of my... So,
my loner boner. My loner boner.
So did you happen to watch the Pee Wee Herman's movie?
No. Because just seeing the preview for it, I was like, not the same. His voice isn't the same.
Well, it's I mean, he not... was like 1,000 years younger. Actually, when you look at the movie, because I saw both. I saw the first one and the second one. Like back to back. Well, actually... Since I watched the newest one first,
you
I
went
back and
saw
watched
the first
yeah,
one.
Because now it's on Netflix because before it wasn't on Netflix, and I was just like, he really, I mean, he definitely does. He looks a little older, obviously, because you know, like now everything is in HD, so you can tell like how old he is.
He has the filter on, like the fuzz filter thing going on. I noticed like in the preview.
No, like you can see everything. But so here's the other thing. So then, but it was just kind of like. It was so nostalgic in the sense of, like, again, we are the generation of nostalgia. It was, like, I don't know. It was just really... It was so fun. It was everything that I was hoping it would be and expecting it to be.
But do you think the new kids will get it?
No, they're not going to get shit. The Pee Wee Herman movie was not made for them. Because they're fucking fucktards. Generation Y, you're fucktards.
No, I thought it was millennials.
Millennials. Generation Z and Y and...
Whatever.
All those fucking letters. Y'all are a bunch of fucktards.
You know that's a lot of our listeners, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you realize what you just said?
Yeah, totes.
Totes. Okay.
You know, and of course, they're going to be the ones that are so offended, like, so super offended. I'm a millennial.
I'm so offended. I need
if
you
I'm
to
offended,
stop talking
everyone's
about
offended.
I need you to stop talking about that. I'm so offended that you use that word, millennial.
Get a fucking grip. How about you grow up in the times where people would talk shit and you'd have to just take it? When kids were meant to be seen and not heard.
Oh my God. I swear to baby Jesus. If I ever have kids or if I ever had kids,
They will never speak.
They would literally walk around being mute the entire time.
They would be
time.
Like, oh, is your child mute?
Yes.
On purpose.
Because your child...
Don't you answer that
does
question.
Does your child not talk? On purpose.
Right.
Girl.
See how my kid doesn't have bruises? That's because he doesn't talk.
He's a very well-behaved child. Very well-behaved.
And by well-behaved, I mean doesn't fucking move.
Right.
Or talk.
He is a statue. Like, it's...
He only moves when I say, go get daddy a beer.
Right. Ew.
Or light up my cigarette.
It's more like, get daddy a cocktail.
Girl, can you go get my cocktail?
Right. Yeah, it's just... It's that whole needy factor. Mm. Ugh. But anyways, it was a great movie. I thought it was good. I liked it. Joe Manganiello was on there. You know, Sofia Vergara's husband.
Oh. Hottie McHottie.
Oh, my God. He's so hot. He was on there, and...
Do you think he, like, titty fucks her constantly?
I would venture to say that because her boobs are so big, it's probably happened. On many times. Many occasions.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah, it's kind of like, I think he probably wakes up, turns around, and motorboats her every day.
Oh, God, that's like my dream come true. I would love to. Good morning, you want some coffee?
But motorboating is never the same idea of what you think it's going to be. Because people who have, like, big-ass boobs, you could be able to get away with going, but...
I always give more tongue than is needed.
Yeah.
So, which gross. Makes straight guys really jealous, and then it makes the girl like, what's happening?
And then she's flooding her basement. Because,
right, her basement is all flooded.
Because she's got wet titties.
She got a swamp cooler down there.
Oh, God, that's gross. The imagery is gross. So, how was your week? Or is this not a real show?
I mean, we're recording, so. I kind of just don't feel like doing a real recording.
A show?
Yeah.
Show.
I mean, we're backed up one show, so we have, like, another show we can release.
Oh, so we got a next... Oh, so this could be, like...
Okay, this could be, like, just one show if we want to. It depends. We'll see. My week was good. It started off very stressful at work. And I normally don't get stressed at work, but...
Why was it stressful?
It's not that it's busy, but it's just like when you're concentrating on one thing and then a bunch of things happen, you're like, but I need to get this done and then all these things done. And it like stresses me out because like I have to tell people, no, I'm sorry, I can't do this right now. And they're like, what are you talking about? You can't do it right now.
I can't do it right now.
Right. So you're like constantly, like you're trying to say, in a nice way, saying, bitch.
Bitch.
I fucking can't do this right now.
So wait, so are they asking you because there's no one else that can do it? Or are they asking you're the one that can get it done?
I'm the one, like, it's, like, I'm assigned to a specific group of people.
Okay.
So if anything is going on in that group of people, I need to be able to work on it. So...
Oh, interesting.
So, it's just like I'm kind of assigned... It's like being... I don't know. Kind of like a manager.
Like a project manager?
Kind of.
Yeah. I understand that.
I don't want to talk about...
Specifics.
But I work... Like, the type of work I do.
Right.
So, it's kind of a little
hard. It's just too much.
It's just too much out there. I mean, I will send a video of me farting on somebody. But...
That's too much of...
Don't even ask me
right.
where I live or what post office I go to.
No, I get that because I'm the same way. Like, there's always a lot of
I feel like there's always a lot of hands in my in the pots when I'm working on. I was gonna say hands in my
pants. Hands in my pants.
I would like hands in my pot.
Gang bang in my pants.
But so I have to. I'm sort of like the central. Like I'm the nervous system to a lot of the operation at work, and so sometimes I'm like I'm trying to get things moved so that other areas are able to do what they need to do, and I will get. You know, like, my manager will come up to me and be like, can you do this? And I'm like, well, I'm in the middle of doing this. Does it need to be done right away? And typically, you know, she's pretty good about, like, okay, can you not focus on this for a minute and do this for me, please, because it needs to get done right away? But sometimes, like, it's... You don't get that specific, so it's like, fuck, like, this is just another thing that I have to do that I have to get done, like, quickly, but I have so much other crap, and you're like, ugh!
I follow this thing. It's called the Swiss cheese method. I don't know why they call it that because it's a little bit of pieces. So if it can take you less than 5 minutes to do something that someone's asking, mm-hmm. just do it because it's not worth the stress.
Yeah.
But it's more than 5 minutes, then you have to be like...
Like time management?
I won't be able to get this until yada, yada, yada.
Right. No, and that makes sense because... And it's kind of what I do. I try to manage my time... Appropriately, and usually I'll ask my manager, like, hey, like, do you need this to be done right away, or can it hold off until I finish what I'm, because I'm in the middle of something, and, you know, they'll be like, oh, yeah, go ahead, finish what you're doing, or, yeah, could you actually work on it right now for me, please, and I'm like, okay.
Like, no, go ahead and do what you're doing, but I really needed this yesterday.
Yeah.
It's, like, passive-aggressive.
No. Luckily enough, it's never passive-aggressive, like... They'll let me know exactly how they, you know, if they want it right away, which is fine because, like, most of the time my stuff I can wait on it and, you know, if I'm working on something. So, luckily, right, because it's not, like, there's no necessarily, like, rush or time frame on things that need to get done.
Right.
But I just end up having a lot of stuff to do, so that's why I always, like, ask. But, like, this week was really rough. I mean, last week was really rough because we had something happen with our system, and it just threw everything off. Our system...
Oh, did you guys get an upgrade? Because an upgrade seems to downgrade all the time.
Oh, my God. It was a very minor thing.
Why does this forest look so sad?
I know, right? It was a very minor thing that happened, but that minor thing that... When we ended up finding out what the problem was, the ripple effect of that small problem was... awful on our system. So it was one of those things that it started off small, and had we caught it early enough, we would have been able to fix the problem. But because we caught it like a month and a half later,
oh shit.
It was the system was totally fucked up. So anyway, so last week was really rough, and then this week I ended up we were still busy because we were feeling the ripple effects of that, and I ended up having to go to the ER for stomach pain. And I was away from work for one day. So then that caused even more pile up. So it was like, this week was just literally, I was just playing catch up for like 2 days, 3 days. Because, I mean, we had so much shit that I had to get done. And it just seemed like every time I sat in front of my computer, I never had enough time for it.
Every week that's like the last week of the month is stressful for me at my work. Because mm-hmm. we have to do certain transactions. And if it doesn't happen, it could cost the company like hundreds and thousands of dollars. And I've made that mistake before.
Right.
And I don't want to make that mistake anymore.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You guys, it's snowing on April 2nd today.
Right.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, well, this is Chicago weather for you. If anyone's deciding to move down here, and especially if you're moving from California, like,
well,
fuck you. Stay there. Don't come
here. Like, no one lives in California except for Spirit Mom.
It's one of the biggest, probably the second biggest state in the union.
And probably the second poorest state in the union.
No. I don't think so. I think it's actually not really that poor. But it's not a very run, if it's not a very well run state. Because they're not as bad as Illinois, but they're pretty bad.
They're getting bad.
Well, didn't they just raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour?
Well, they will be, but in 2022 is when it'll eventually be $15.
Oh, so it's one of those, like, tiered things?
Yeah.
Like, this year it'll start at one point and then it'll move up?
So by the time it gets to 2022 and that the minimum wage is $15, it really needs to be $25 by then.
Right. You know, I and you know what? And to be quite honest with you, because like when we were, I was talking to a coworker of mine, Jules, and we were talking. I'm like, you know what's really strange is the thing that I guess maybe one of the complaints I have about people raising the minimum wage is that so does that, like, what happens to the people that are close to minimum wage then? Like, for example, like people who make $18, $19, $20, $21. Like, I feel like we should all get a bump, because then it's like, well, we're no longer like, that's not the long, the like, it's too,
well, close. No, because to the cost you're already at livable age. I mean, a livable
wage. Yeah, but wage. Not even, I mean, but that's not a livable wage either. I mean, when it really comes down to it,
is livable if you make the right choices. I mean, like, for instance,
well, okay,
it can be livable if you don't have a car payment, you take public transportation.
Well, yeah, and stuff I like suppose. That. But even then, though, like, when you think about how high the rents are, okay, like, let's say, for example, if you did really want to live off of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you were a single person, such as myself, and I wanted to live in an apartment.
Single people, put your hands in the air. Oh, you have your hands in the air.
I hate you. It's really expensive to find an apartment.
Oh, I agree. It would be hard, but
like even if I didn't have,
let's get real. $15 is really not a livable wage.
No. I am not by any means saying that. But what I'm saying is that if it's closer to what is, I guess what I'm trying to say
I'm sure they adjust it.
How is that? I guess it doesn't really affect the people who are already making above 15 because you're not living a minimum wage.
Well, and the United States really hasn't kept up with the minimum wage like they were supposed to. So it's really the United States' fault about what's happening, because the minimum wage should be like $25 an hour now.
Yeah.
But they just never kept up with it.
Never kept up with it. Yeah, that's right.
They're like, oh, well, forget
because
about
the cost
that.
Of living is so fucking expensive. But you know, how about we get paid more and work less? Like in other countries, like in Europe.
Well, then you have to be willing to give up 50 to 60% of your check
to have
free healthcare and all that stuff.
Yeah, but you know what? To be quite honest with
you, I would do that
because at least I know that I'm half free health. I'm not working
as hard.
And
I kind of feel like everyone's taken care of. Everyone else would be happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I feel like that would totally be something that is doable. I also think that it's never going to happen here because, God forbid, America takes the right step in any direction. Right.
America is like the worst right now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, guys. Well, we're at the store we need to be at, so this is a good 20-minute episode.
Sure. Since we're do we really have one more to release?
Yeah. Like it's like 50 minutes too.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All right. What so else? This is Ricky.
And this is Puma.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com. or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following @FoulMonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/FoulMonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there. Yeah.